Tonight's learning should be dedicated to Refuah Shalema, to Chaim Yoshua ben Hendel, who needs a Refuah Shalema. As we mentioned, that tonight's topic is a special topic, it's a special shiur. It's going to be focusing on the halachic outlook of Bas Mitzvah. I have the privilege of my daughter sitting here next to me, and she's going to get tested on this after we finish here, L'chavad her Bas Mitzvah, which is actually a week from tonight. She will be turning Bas Mitzvah, so we figured we'll have a topic discussing the importance of Bar Mitzvah from a halachic standpoint. She will be listening in, and she's going to be fahed when this is all over. I just thought of a nice source that I came across in last week's parasha to talk about Bas Mitzvah. It says in last week's parasha, V'Hashem Berech Es Avram Bakor, Hashem blessed Avram with everything. And the Gemara in Baba Basra says Bakor is referring to a daughter. He had a daughter whose name was Baka. So the Shalom Meshav of Nathanson asks, where do you see from that pasuk that he had a daughter? So he explains, because Baka means Hashem gave Avram Avinu everything he needed in life. If he wouldn't have a daughter, he'd be missing. Now, people think, oh, it's all about boys and sons and bar mitzvahs and things like that. It's not true. A full blessed person is a person that has daughters as well. So there's such a bracha that in order for Avram Avinu to be considered Berech Bakoil, that he was blessed in everything, he would have to have had a daughter as well. So I think it's just an important message that sometimes the girls get overshadowed, especially when, you know, we compare them against bar mitzvahs and boys yeshivas and things like that. But we should not forget that they are a very, very special blessing. And Avraham Avinu couldn't have been fully blessed unless he had daughters as well. I consider myself very blessed, Baruch Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me two sons, two daughters, so we can talk about Bas Mitzvah this evening. So let's try to understand the halachic issues or pros and cons to a Bas Mitzvah celebration. That's what really should really call the topic, is the Bas Mitzvah celebration or festivities, or as what many of the Achronim coined, the Chagigas Bas Mitzvah, the celebration of the Bas Mitzvah. So let's start with source number one. The Gemara tells us, Maseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara is having a discussion, is it better to be commanded in a mitzvah, or is it better to not be commanded and do it anyways? What's better? This is the famous klal. Is it godel mitzvah v'oisa yosem yishen mitzvah v'oisa? Is it better to be commanded and do it, or is it better to not be commanded and do it? So we all think, and this was the havamin of the Gemara and Kiddushin as well, that it's better to not be commanded, and then you do it, you'll get more credit because you didn't have to do it, and then you did it. That should be more praiseworthy. But the Gemara says that's not so. Because we have a rule, godel mitzvah v'oisa yoseh mimishein mitzvah. So greater is the one who's commanded than he was not commanded. Why is that so? So Taisvis has a couple of pshatim. One of the simplest pshatim that the Mefarshim go with is because now that you're commanded, you have a Yetzirah that's trying to tell you not to do something. When you don't have to do it, so then the Yetzirah is not so strong because you don't have to do it. As opposed to when you have to do something, you must, then the Yetzirah kicks in and therefore the reward is greater. So says the Gemara, Amr Reb Yosef. Says of Yosef, Meireish, in the beginning, Hava Amina, I would have said, Manda Hava Amaldi Alach Kebihuda, Doi Mesuma Potem Na Mitzvahs. If someone would have told me, Reb Yosef was blind. So if someone would have told Reb Yosef that if you're Potter from doing mitzvahs because he was blind, Hava Vinne Yemet Tav Rabban, I would have made a party for the rabbis. Why? Doloi Mifkida. Because I wouldn't have been obligated if I Vinne, and I did it. But now that I know that's not the way it works, you get more reward for being commanded. If someone would tell me that Allah is not like a Yehuda, and I am taka obligated to mitzvahs, then I've been the yom of tavla rabban, and then I would make a party for the rabbis. What's the issue? So Rashi explains over here. Ha'adam Rav Yehuda number two. The Amas Suma Patam Mitzvah. Because Yehuda held the Suma's Patam Min Amitzvahs. So Loi Mifkin Nezak Rashi. I'm not obligated. Shai Yisaginar. Yosef was blind. Yoyma Tova the Rabbanan Suda the Talmidim. I would have made a party. So what do you see from this Gemara? That if a person is obligated in mitzvahs, that's a reason to make a party. Why? Because what did Rav Yosef say? Rav Yosef said that if I would taka be chayiv in this, I would be so happy. Why am I so happy? Because now I'm chayiv, I get more reward. So that's the reason for making a party. So writes the Gemara in Kedusha. Says the Yamshel Shloimeh, says the Marashal, in his commentary to Maseches Baba Kama number 3, very important. He says, Sudas bar mitzvah she'oisem o'ashkenazim. The concept of a Sudas bar mitzvah that Ashkenazim make, l'chayre ein l'cha suda mitzvah g'day l'mezu. There is no greater Sudas mitzvah. If you look in that shtickle Marashal, he's going through all the different Sudas mitzvahs that we have. He's trying to figure out what's a Sudas mitzvah. So he says, a bar mitzvah? That's the greatest of this mitzvah. He says, well, Ushma Yechichle. The name gives it away. What's the name? Bar mitzvah. It's a bar mitzvah. He says, V'oisin simcha. They make a party. V'noistim lamokim sheva lamokim. They give praise to Hashem shevach vaido. Shezocha hana alias bar mitzvah. What's the whole celebration of a bar mitzvah, says the Marshal? Because now the boys, mechoyvi mitzvahs. And the gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisa. And we just learned from the Gemara in Kedushin, that's great to be obligated. V'oisa av zocha shegadol ha-adat lechnisa b'bris ha-toyich b'chlol. And now the father can bring him in. V'raya lehedja soif perakam the Kedushin. Says the Marshal, the raya to a bar mitzvah is from our Gemara in Kedushin. Because the Yosef said that now that I'm a chayv, I'm going to make a party. So what do you see? That there's a significance to make a party. When you're mechoyiv in something, when you become a bar chiyuva, that's a reason for celebration. Why? Because now that you're mechoyiv in mitzvahs, now you're going to get more reward. And that's a reason for making a party. That's what the Gemara said in Kedushin. That Rabbi Yosef would have made a party if he would have been mechoyiv in mitzvahs. So says the Marshal, this is the mekor, this is the source of a bar mitzvah. Because now the boy becomes 13, now he's mechoyiv in mitzvahs, now he's mechoyiv in mitzvahs, that's the reason to make a party. So he writes, Ochein ha-bar mitzvah gufo lo yoshe be'ena. He says, that's what I think. But at the end of the day, the whole bar mitzvah is not right. Sha'rubon einan lehem be'sairis. So the Marshal says, that's the lumness of a bar mitzvah celebration. Basically, there's a technical problem. Many of our bar mitzvah boys are not really bar mitzvah. Because as we know, that in order to be a bar mitzvah, you have to have shonim, ve'sairis, you have to have 2 years. And he says many of the bar mitzvah boys don't reach that when they hit 13. So they're not really bar mitzvah deraisa, they're only bar mitzvah derabon. Okay, that's a separate shmooze for a different time. We spoke about this in previous shurim, about a bar mitzvah boy leading the zimun, a bar mitzvah boy davening for the yom. Okay, but the point of this marshal is very important, because the marshal says that the idea of a bar mitzvah and why it's deemed a sudas mitzvah is the celebration of becoming a bar chiyuva. When a person becomes mechuyiv in mitzvahs, that's a reason for a party. And this marshal is brought lahalacha. Magen Avraham, number 4. Simon Reish Chafes of Dal, the Magen Avraham brings it down. He quotes over here, Kasav b'yalkut chadosh b'likutim simen chavtes, she mitzvah al odom lasi suda b'yoyim shenase b'noy bar mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on a parent to make a party on the day his son becomes bar mitzvah, ki yoyim shenichnas l'chuppah. Like the day he goes l'chuppah. Now, I'm not suggesting you spend the same kind of money that you do on a bar mitzvah that you do on a chasana. I am definitely not suggesting that. It means the 14th year, which means his 13th birthday. The Marshal takes it even further and he says, if it's Boy B'yoyim, so then it's a Sudas Mitzvah. If it's not Boy B'yoyim, then if you say Davar Torah, then it's for sure a Sudas Mitzvah. So, Magen Avraham brings down from a Yalkut Chodosh that there's an Indian to make a bar mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah passes like that in number 5. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mitzvah al odom lasi suda b'yoyim shenase b'loy bar mitzvah k'yoyim shenichtas l'chopo. V'hayni b'yoyim shenichtas l'shenase ar b'rosoy. V'tam asuda, like Mishnah Berurah, why are you making a party? Shem da achshav nase ish Yisrael. Now he becomes a man. Shenitztave b'mitzvah sa'teira. He becomes obligated in the mitzvahs. V'im hanar dairish, and if the boy says a drasha, have a sudas mitzvah filu ene boisiyim. Even if it's not the day of his bar mitzvah, it's not what we call boi b'yoyim. But if he says a dvar teira, he says a drasha, then it becomes a sudas mitzvah nonetheless. Now the truth is, we really need to talk about this sugya as it comes relevant to Hanukkah. To how does a regular party become a sudas mitzvah because someone says a dvar teira? The Ramah talks like that by Hilchas Chanukah, that really Chanukah Mesibos are not Sudas Mitzvah, but if someone says a Dvar Torah, then it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. How does this work? But that's what the Mishnah Berurah is quoting over here from the Magen Avraham, from the Yom Shoshleimah, that if it's Boi B'yoyim, so then it's a Sudas Mitzvah like the Gemara in Kiddush. If it's not Boi B'yoyim, so then if you say it to Rasha, then it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. Okay. Now, if we were to stop right here, then there's really no reason not to put Bas Mitzvah in the same category. Why? Because what's the whole reason for the celebration of the bar mitzvah, says the Marshal, is because now he becomes mechuyev in mitzvahs. And what about a girl? A girl becomes mechuyev in mitzvahs at 12 also. So l'chayr, according to this Marshal, and this is the way it's nifsak l'halacha, then there's no reason to why when a girl turns 12, she doesn't have the same celebration. She now mechuyev in mitzvahs. She now becomes a mitzvah. When you become a mitzvah, there's a great celebration. So right now, if we were to stop right here, there should be no reason to differentiate between boys and girls. One of the Maharim Kaimis that gets a lot of attention in this sugya is a Ben Ish Chai in Parashas Re'eh. The Ben Ish Chaim Parashas Rei writes the following. We have to read it carefully because we'll see the Achrayim go different extremes with this Ben Ish Chaim. The Ben Ish Chaim writes like this. V'gam habas b'yoyim shetikonis b'chiv mitzvah. So to a daughter, on the day when she becomes obligated to mitzvahs, even though the practice is not to make a party for her, nonetheless, it should be a festive day. The tilbash big day Shabbos, she should wear Shabbos clothing. If she has, she should put on new clothing. And she should make a shechianu on the new clothing. I'm sure my wife already bought new clothing for my daughter. And she should have in mind that the Shechiyonu is also going on the fact that now she's mechuyev in mitzvahs. So the Ben Ish Chai is definitely giving credence to a bas mitzvah day, but he is writing very clearly that we don't make a party. This is a very important point that we will discuss in a few minutes. Now, if you look over in the Sefer Oitzer Bar Mitzvah, obviously the theme of the Sefer is Bar Mitzvah, but he has a small section about Bas Mitzvah, where he calls in the Sefer Yayin HaToiv. I don't know who the author is, but I saw it quoted by Rebbe Vadya, and he writes that if someone makes a party on the day that his daughter, pull down, on the day that his daughter becomes Bas Mitzvah, she hits 12 years in a day, nearly shehusu this mitzvah. He says this is considered a sudas mitzvah. Kimoi, a sudas bar mitzvah, just like a boy. This is a proper minig. This was the practice. And if you get invited to such a suda, you have to go. Why? Because there's halach on Shulchan Aruch that if you get invited to a suda's mitzvah, you have to go. So he writes over that a bar mitzvah and a bas mitzvah are exactly the same. They're both deemed suda's mitzvah, and that makes a lot of sense based on the marshal. Because boys and girls are exactly the same. They both become obligated to mitzvahs. If they become obligated to mitzvahs, their suda should be the exact same status. If you look over here, number 8, in Yechaved Das, Rebbe Vad Yosef, he has an entire tshuva about this topic, and he starts off the exact same assumption. He writes that he quotes from Achrayim, "Shemitzvah lasei sudas b'yom shenichtas b'noy leol mitzvah kerem shenichtas l'chob." But v'chein kazo gan b'yosef irgen b'seif minchas yosef apia zoyer. Then he quotes the Chavetz Yoreh Dogam Ravava ulefize says Rebavadya Nira shegam lenara shemalul loyshtayim esrei shonav yemechum mischayev b'chol mitzvah sheishachayev b'hen. Zokter Rebavadya, following the logic of these Achrayim, that the celebration for bar mitzvah is because now he's mechuyev mitzvahs. So that should be just like for a girl also. Nasis mitzvah v'oise b'oise mitzvahs. Yes, she has less mitzvahs, but whatever mitzvah she has, she is now obligated in. So he writes, v'roi lochug es k'nisos le'mitzvahs b'sutas eidol v'simcha. We should also celebrate her entry into chayeves b'mitzvahs with a party. Kivin shabav v'china azois enkel hevda b'inah l'nah. There's no difference on that principle. They're both now, again, men and women are the same. They're both now mechuyeves and mitzvah. So why don't we make a celebration for the girls? And then he quotes from the Ben Ish Chai that we just read. Now, he writes, he quotes the whole Ben Ish Chai. We'll skip where he quotes it. He says, V'nir midvarov, she'im noigim lasis lo mesibu v'sudu k'mo yishois l'ma mitzvah behigiu the mitzvahs, hadav aroi v'hagoin. V'nech shav l'sudu mitzvah. Listen to this chiddush. Rebbe Vadya took away from that Ben Ish Chai that we just read, that even though the Ben Ish Chai said very clearly the minhag is not to make a suda, it didn't mean that Ben Ish Chai was against making a suda. He was just telling you what the practice was. But Zokta Rebbe Vadya, Avada, the Ben Ish Chai would agree that if you decide to make a party for her, that party becomes a suda's mitzvah. That's a pretty big jump in the Ben Ish Chai. We just read the Ben Ish Chai together. The Ben Ish Chai just said, there's no minhag to make a suda. Zokta Rebbe Vadya, yeah, that's it. They didn't do it. But not that the Ben Ish Chai was against it. Fakir, he thinks the Ben Ish Chai was pro it. And he thinks the Ben Ish Chai definitely endorsed making a suda's mitzvah for your daughter. And if you do, it's taka considered a suda's mitzvah. So writes Rebbe Vadya Yosef in Yechaved Das. If you look over in the Sefer Yaskel Avdi, written by one of the great Svardish Apoiskim before Rebbe Vadya's time, he wasn't so much before Rebbe Vadya, he was older than Rebbe Vadya. Rebbe Vadya argues with him quite often, but over here they are on the same page, and he writes like this. Oy Diesh Tam. He's explaining Bas Mitzvah, so he writes that Hine, number 9, he says, when a girl hits 12, Nichtas al Mitzvah, she comes into the obligation of Mitzvahs. Masha Chayev is an Oshim, Rebbe Dechayev. Dugma, habar mitzvah, just like a bar mitzvah, bigil shlosh esrei shana v'yemecher. L'chein, k'moy she'oisim chagigal le bar mitzvah, just like we make a party for a bar mitzvah, b'zman she'nichnas ol mitzvah, when he comes into mitzvahs, kein rotzui laseis gam leba. Says Yaskol Avdia, that he doesn't see why you should not make bas mitzvah parties for girls. And then he says, aye, what about the Ben Ish Chai? He goes to the same Ben Ish Chai we just quoted, and he writes at the end, he says, like a Bavadja, this Ben Ish Chai is not a raya not to make a bas mitzvah, he's a raya to make a bas mitzvah. He was just telling you that that wasn't the practice in his community, but it's not a wrong practice. So we have both Yaskol Avdia and Rebbe Vajo, both very big proponents, bringing rayas from two accounts. The first raya is min asvara, that based on the marshal Yam Shloima, there's no reason to differentiate between boy and girl. And secondly, they all think it's a mafurish Ben Ish Chai, and the Ben Ish Chai seem to have been a very big proponent for bas mitzvahs. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, number 10, he says, I don't get it. He says, uvritzoni lahadgish. He says, I have to like make this point. Kigam ha Ben Ish Chai. He says, I don't know why everyone jumps on the Ben Ish Chai and says, oh, you have a right from the Ben Ish Chai that you're supposed to make a bas mitzvah. He says, v'adirab, kosev dvarav shalein ogol asa l'esudo. Points out that it says, the Ben Ish Chai says, we don't make a party. He says, this is just telling you what the facts were. He says, why Taka didn't they make a party? Because again, as we'll talk about in a few minutes, that one of those svaris to be against bas mitzvahs because apparently they turned into very wild and un-Jewish like parties. He says, fakert. Time of the Tzitz Eliezer, if anything, the takeaway from this Ben Ish Chai is not to make a party. The takeaway from the Ben Ish Chai was that she should know that on her bas mitzvah it's a big day. But not anywhere that you should make a party. Zero, says the Tzitz Eliezer, right there. I see anything from the Ben Ish Chai. So we have a machloikis achroinim between the Yaskol Avdia and the Bavadja and the Tzitz Eliezer how to learn or what to take away from this Ben Ish Chai. Okay, that's our starting point for the discussion about bas mitzvahs. Now, if we look at the next page, it's a very famous tshuva from the Zakan Aaron. The Zakan Aaron was of Aaron Wolkin. He was the Rav of both Pinsk and Karlin. Now, Pinsk and Karlin were two neighboring towns like Cedarhurst and Woodmere. And he was a Rav of both of them, which was very, very strange, because it used to be every town had their own Rav. And they took him to a Din Torah. The stipler, who lived in Pinsk, took him to a Din Torah to Reb Chaim Eiser. He thought that he can't be a Rav in two cities. You got to pick one city. And Reb Chaim Eiser said, no, Reb Aaron Wolkin is such a gadol, he can be a Rav in two cities. I actually found in the Sefer, Reb Aaron Wolkin wrote a Sefer called Beis Aaron. We've quoted it when we learned Baba Kam and Gittin. And in Hakdomah to the Sefer, Rabbi Soloveitchik writes that you never heard a real drasha until you heard a drasha from Reb Aaron Wolkin. So writes Rabbi Soloveitchik about Reb Aaron Wolkin. Reb Aaron Wolkin was never killed by the Nazis, presumably with his Kehillah in 1941, 1942. Reb Aaron Wolkin has a great-grandson who was a very big Marbitz Torah here in the Queens community, who Nebuch died from COVID around Pesach time. He was a very big Marbitz Torah. He was Rosh Hashiva here, one of the Bukharan yeshivas, a big Talmud Chacham as well. He had carried his great-grandfather's name of Aaron Wolkin, the Zakan Aaron. So the Zakan Aaron has a tshuva about bas mitzvahs. The tshuva was dated in 1927. Okay? Now the reason why that's important is because you'll see that the way bas mitzvahs looked in 1927 do not exactly look like the bar mitzvahs of 2020, at least for most of our communities. And we'll go through the tshuva. It's a long tshuva. We'll try to go through it quickly, but he makes some very important points. And the reason why I'm quoting it is because this Kanaan is one of those gedolei achrayim that everyone quotes. Meaning, he's a source to reckon with. He's not someone you can just, wave your hand away. He was a very, very powerful gadol, and his tshuvas carry a very significant amount of weight l'halacha. So we're going to go through his tshuva. Now, it's a fascinating tshuva because of the time frame, 1927. And secondly, because of the other three shailas that he got. He got three shailas from a certain Rav. And they're fascinating shailas. We'll read them together, number 11. He writes, B'davar she'elascha mashloisha pishoim. You're asking me about three averis. Asher Elohim, ha'mayridim acheri v'kerta roitzim l'sakin u'lahanig b'irachim, that they want to start doing in your city. First was, lasis tfilosam koil b'isha ervo u'la'amin nikevis l'sheirim achazim b'esek nesis. One of the things, someone asked him three shailas. The first shaila was they want to put women in the choir in shul. So now you're already getting a sense of what we're talking about over here. We're veering off of what we'd call today considered mainstream orthodoxy, but they wanted to know, can the women sing in the choir? Question number two was lenagim beugav. They wanted to bring the organ into shul. Bimehachol b'shas chuppah. Third shayla was kapermatzion. That's supposed to mean like party. Lenarois chag habagros b'basic nesses. They wanted to bring in the bas mitzvahs into shul. Vayideze taruvois anoshim v'noshim. This will lead to mingling between the men and the women. Zugois, couples, bachur, b'sula, gam yachad boim, lochig eschag, zevach mishpacha ba'amoin chagayig. This will cause terrible mingling between the boys and the girls. Ma'oimer u'ma'adaba. What am I supposed to say? Ein dai milim. There's not enough words. Befilet ta'er. Choymer is v'godam achshel ishesh b'zeh. I can't have enough words to tell you how bad this is going to be, says this ganar. Let's say this was even a mitzvah. Now other nations do it. Well, hey, my reformers. He comes from the reform movement. This now becomes a nisa de'raisa. Even though again, a matzeva used to be beloved by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Become agam achshav sanusa b'bnei she'asu oisam u'umais gam keim avodizah. Now Hashem hates a matzeva because now it became what the goyim do. V'ubechen gam avodah hazois. This practice. Afi mitzad atzvam hoi chavivim lefnei amokim. Maybe it was taka loved by Hashem kemaya shesvurim. Ahanu b'roinei haboam etakin. Because the achshav shekva osim kein sharu u'umais. Apparently this idea of bas mitzvahs was a non-Jewish celebration or some of the other activities. The gam ha reformer bebate tiflosan, and so too the reform do it. Val kavonas hamachzakti machadosh murak this damus la'akum lepoish Yisrael, and the person that's asking me the shayla wants to do all these things. Why? To be more like the goyim, maybe more like reform Jews. Listen to this great line. Oysem ma'ase zimyu mevachshim schar kepinchas. They're doing an act of zimyu and they want the reward like Pinchas. What does that mean in English? It means they're doing a dirty thing and they want to be rewarded for it. Such a great play of words by this kanar. He's trying to bring foreign things into the shul. You think you're doing it to be beautiful. Mamish. Such strong lishayness he has. And then he has the tshuva. He talks about bringing the women into the singing, and then he talks about the organ, and now he comes back to the bas mitzvah. The last thing, that you want to bring groups and groups of people together, celebrating a bas mitzvah, besides for all of the pritzos, there are other isuri derais involved in celebrating a bas mitzvah. Again, because why are you making a bas mitzvah? You're trying to be like the goyim. Will the rich Yisrael have reform? Are you trying to be like the reform Jews? And he goes on and on to explain why that is a very serious violation. And he says at the end of the tshuva, I see no reason for this, no purpose from this. This was not our Messiah. And he is adamantly against bas mitzvahs to the point where he thinks there might even be chukas ha-goyim and following the ways of the goyim and following the ways of the reform Jews. Very, 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 very against it. Okay. That was the opinion of the Zakan Aaron of Aaron Walker. Now, if you look over in number 12, in the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Volz, Rabbi Yisrael Volz was one of the Hungarian Rabbanim, so he comes up with a new reason why he's against bas mitzvahs. It's not his pshat, he's quoting someone who sent the shayla to him. He writes in number 12, he says, I can only imagine all the problems that can come out from celebrating a bas mitzvah. First of all, they'll be mixed. Now, just for the record, many of the bas mitzvahs today are women only. Just keep that in mind. Not all, but many. And of those that have men, they're usually the father of the bas mitzvah girl, or maybe the grandfather of the bas mitzvah girl. I'm not familiar with single boys being invited to bas mitzvahs, but again, that's only what I'm familiar with. But nonetheless, apparently that was not the custom in the, you know, in the 20th century bas mitzvahs. He says, "Imitaruvas anoshi v'noshi v'abois nemon v'nemonis v'kol isha v'zimri gavri v'noshi v'chol maskil v'chol michshol." You see how bad it is. But then he says, I have another problem. He makes an interesting comparison. We actually had an entire share about this, about why don't three girls, when they sit down together to lunch, don't bench Zeman? We had an entire share dedicated to Zeman and Noshim. You know, three girls go out together, three girls in school, three girls in college, whatever it is. They go out to lunch, they eat bagels. I asked my wife this, did you ever bench Zimun in seminary? She never did. I said, why not? She didn't have much of an answer, but okay. But that's the practice, but that's not what it says in Halacha. If you remember, it says in Shulchan Aruch that women, when they eat together, they have a rishus to be mezamen. They don't have to, but they can. But Taisus already told us it's not the practice. Why? So Taisus says, because since they don't have to, they don't. So he wants to say that number 12, the end of the last paragraph, he says, you see from over here that gatherings of women is something we stay away from. Because it can be detrimental. So that's why we don't make bas mitzvahs. Okay, I don't exactly understand that. But he wants to say the same reason why when three girls sit together at lunch, they don't bench bezimun, because we want to stay away from gatherings of women. That's why we don't have bas mitzvah gatherings. Okay, I don't exactly think that's necessarily the tzushta, but that's what he says. Following along this idea that there's something detrimental about women's gathering or gathering for women is the Be'er Moshe, the Debrit Zinir Rav. The Debrit Zinir Rav writes like this. He says, "I'll call upon him this barish and me oilum lo shamanu v'lo reinu. I never heard, I never saw, b'shum sefer kadmoin, and never an early source, v'yachroin, or a later source, sheyasu sudas labaske shenichtas v'bris atayu. I never saw anyone who says that girls should make bas mitzvahs. U'mina graze nilkach mehagoyim shezivi v'aseinu. Where did it come from? It came from the goyim. The Debrit Zinir Rav, if you celebrate a bas mitzvah, you're not even this is the rise of trying to copy the goyim, like your Baron Wolkin said. Then he writes over here, he quotes the same shtickle Torah, that your mom is in a violation. Now, there's one question that you have to ask yourself. Which goy you know celebrates 12-year-old girls' birthday parties? What is he referring to? What's the chukas akum of it? What did goyim do? So Itaka found in the sefer number 14, he writes this. He says, "Dvarim tu moid, mashaych mina goyim bebas mitzvah." Where do you find the similarity that goyim celebrate something along this line, and we're trying to copy them? She'en lam chiv mitzvahs begil zeh dafka. Dafilu miyesh lam din begil yud beis leyin a mitzvah shalem mikomak and vadei nois zeh simcha v'suda. You don't find that goyish children are celebrating becoming obligated in mitzvahs. So I thought the pshat might be a sweet 16 party. That's what I think. There's such a thing in the Goyish world, a sweet 16 party. That when a girl turns 16, they make a big fuss and make a big party. So maybe that's what he means. Maybe he means that the Goyim celebrate sweet 16, so we Yidden, we changed it to 12. But it's a different lum. Again, I don't know what the lumness of a sweet 16 birthday party is. But this would be very hard for me to explain how we borrowed this from the Goyim. That what? That the Goyim celebrate at 16 and we decided to do it at 12. Yeah, we did it at 12 because 12 eventually becomes Bas Mitzvah. So this pshat is a little hard for me to understand what exactly
focused on a mixing of the sexes at a Bat Mitzvah party, but they're not focused on that for a chasana or a Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah, I don't know how their Bas Mitzvahs look, to be honest with you. Because our Bas Mitzvahs don't have this extra mixing and I don't know. I partially don't understand.
Even if they did, they weren't concerned about mixing at a chasana.
So either, one of two answers. Either, well, chasana is something we have to have as bar mitzvahs or might be debatable. Or they just, that wasn't the structure of the chasanas for some reason. And I don't know why. I don't know what I'm missing over here of just the practicalities. So this is a still, again, I don't mean to speak ill chas v'shalom, this is kanar chas v'shalom. I just don't understand where he's coming from. What did we take from the goyim? How can you say that bas mitzvahs were taken from the goyim if there's really no similarity between what the goyim do and what we do? Okay. Then we come to a very famous tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, we can all obviously know, lived in our times. Again, this is Kanaan with Nifter 1941. He wrote the tshuva in 1927. Rav Moshe wrote this tshuva in Tovshin Tezayin, which obviously is 1940 and 17 is 1957. So this is a little bit more contemporary. And let's see what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes. Number 15 is after Rav Moshe. Miskasha, someone asked me, Madu'e mitzvah besudas bas mitzvah kishanas is bas yud beishan kimay beben. The $1 million question. Why is there no equal celebration for girls? The gam habas ha-michayev esat ha-mitzvah. Now she becomes obligated to mitzvahs. V'yesh lo-hoysev l'chazik ha-kasha. Dr. Moshe, I can make the kasha even stronger. Sha'av she'en habas de-reshes, even if the girl won't say a drasha, Da'af im tidrush leka ma'ilashib tur mitalmud Torah, but Dr. Moshe, that shouldn't matter because she's not mechuyev mitalmud Torah. Mikomakam hay biyoyim shenase, but if it would be boy biyoyim, then it becomes a sudas mitzvah without any Torah. Agav, my daughter will be saying a mitzvah shana drasha at her bas mitzvah, we hope. But says Rav Moshe, even if the girl won't say a drasha, but if it's going to be on boy biyoyim, it still becomes a sudas mitzvah. Says Dr. Moshe, So why isn't it celebrated the same way? And he ends off, V'kusha gedayla. So Rav Moshe, it's a great question. And listen to Rav Moshe's lamdus. Very, very interesting and mechudish lamdus. He writes, V'nochel in his daiti. Shum de nikker chiluk bebas lemaisa memashinas is gedayla yosef mekatanus. So Rav Moshe, you know why there's no celebration? Because you can't see outwardly any change in her life. V'loidomi leben shenikker tuva says Rav Moshe, the day a boy turns 13, you can tell. He's now counted for the minyan, he can daven for the omer, he can be the Baal Kaire, he can lead the zeman, he's a whole new person. Says Rav Moshe, we misunderstood the Gemara and maybe even the Marshal. You know why you make a celebration when you become mechuyev mitzvahs? It's not just because, oh, now I have the oil of mitzvahs. It's now I'm a different person. It's a recognizable difference. Zokri Moshe, kishaloi nika lamaisa in oisin suda v'simcha, av shebe'etzim yesh b'zeh oisin simcha mamash. Zokri Moshe, the joy is the same joy. But if it's not recognizable to others, it doesn't get the celebration. I, Dr. Moshe, so what did the Gemara mean? Umash omre b'yosef b'abakamad af pezayin, demand omar li en aloch kibhuda avin yemet av arbonan shemizeh hu amakor lasa suda bar mitzvah, tzorech loyim et de gamkin hu nikar. Zok Rav Moshe, that's because by the case of the Suma, Reb Yosef, it was recognizable. Why? You could tell. But Zok Rav Moshe, if it's not recognizable, there's no reason for a party. So this is Rav Moshe's pshat. According to Rav Moshe, there's no celebration for a girl because no one could tell. There's nothing different about her. What changes in her life? The fact that she now has to do mitzvahs, that's not a recognizable difference. Dr. Moshe, there's no recognizable difference. She does not get a celebration. That's what Moshe's pshat. So, Frekter Bavad Yosef Nechavad Das, number 16, he says, V'ein dvar mechavim lahalacha. Dr. Moshe, Dr. Bavad, with all due respect to Moshe, I don't get it. Kiminayin lanu lasas chalukim keilu, b'li yisoyt, musad. Why would you make such differentiations without any basis? That's not the Pshanabas mitzvahs. Pshanabas mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs was about becoming obligated. So Zokter Bevadja, who cares if anyone could tell? Memelo hu adin lebas shegila mitzvahs. So Rebbe Vadya mamish does not understand this lomdus of Rav Moshe. So we have right now on our hands a machloikas achroinim between Rav Moshe and Rebbe Vadya. Is the vord and bar mitzvah because it's recognizable to others that you become a bar mitzvah? Or it's just Talim being mechuyev mitzvahs. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is a girl. Says Rav Moshe, a girl, no one could tell. It's not recognizable. Says Rav Moshe, what does that have to do with anything? The point is, at the end of the day, she's now mechuyev, so now she feels good about herself because she's now mechuyev mitzvahs, so she should make a party. So therefore, Zokta Bavadi, he disagrees. And he writes, listen to this. Ulcheinu ikka kamoshe kasav nuleel, Zokta Bavadi, I paskin. Shagam lenara bas mitzvah yeshmoke imlase suda simcha. I think for girls, you should make a party. That she's obligated to mitzvahs. That's the Yaskel Avdi. Interestingly enough, I found in a sefer that the asked Reb Steinman, number 17b. Now he's already Zatzal. They asked Reb Steinman, what's Taka Pshat? Why don't we make parties for our girls? What's the difference? They're both in the same boat. They both become obligated to mitzvahs. And you know what Reb Steinman answered? Eitzel ben rohu shehu meniach tefillin. V'hoye nikah shehu nichnas al mitzvahs. V'haydei zeh rohi la'asei suda. Said Reb Steinman the same lom. This is Reb Moshe. You could see a difference. Aval eitzel bas ma rohim shehu nichnas al mitzvahs. What can you see? She looks the same thing, the girl. Then I followed up with a question. The follow-up question, Reb Steinman explained what we call Reb Moshe's lomnis. You only make parties and things which is recognizable. So Reb Steinman a lomnis that if it's not recognizable, you don't make a party. Okay?
What would you recognize?
I don't know, I guess the person looks different. He looks better, he feels better. He's walking about. Maybe, I'm not sure. It's an interesting point that you're asking. But this is the lumnus from Rav Moshe and Rav Shteiman, that there's no celebration because it lacks the recognition. If you look in the Be'er Moshe, the Debre Tzina Rav we quoted before, he has a similar lumnus to Rav Moshe. Again, I'm not going to read it all inside because we're short on time. He basically says the same lumnus as Rav Moshe, same lumnus as Rav Shteiman, about being recognizable. That if it's not recognizable, you don't make a celebration. So we so far have two camps of thoughts to be what we'll call anti-bas mitzvahs. One camp is like there's Kanarin and the Debre Tzina Rav initially because they're the way the Goyim, that's the Goyim do this, or the Reform Jews do this. That's one svar. Rav Moshe and Rav Shteiman's svar is because no one can tell, the girl looks the same. A girl that's bas mitzvah looks the same as a girl who's not bas mitzvah, but a boy, he puts on a hat, he goes down to the yom, and he leaves his iman. It's a recognizable change makes a simcha. And then we have Rabbi Vajis camp.
Rabbi, maybe you could answer Joel's question as follows.
Yeah.
The difference between a bar bas mitzvah versus a sudas or god, because, in other words, according to those that hold it, the reason is because whether it's nikkur or not, that's why you do it. So the same thing with the suda sada. The whole purpose of the suda is because of the hoda. You talk about it and stuff like that. So there, so, it's very much...
So why can't you do it by a bas mitzvah also? Do the same thing by a bas mitzvah.
In other words, by the suda sada, let's say somebody got better, they were sick or something like that, so they'll talk about it. What are they going to talk about? The fact that now they're in all mitzvahs, but you don't see it. Here, Lamaisa, you may see it. In other words, like you said, even if the person feels better, he got hit by
a car. I'm not sure why you can't talk about being, talk about the hargoshas of what does it mean to be, which is what actually many achrayim do suggest. Hopefully we'll get to it. They actually suggest that that's what a bas mitzvah should be about, not about parties and games. It should be about realizing what the day means. But again, suda sa'ida is not so poshut. The idea of a suda sa'ida, kipshuta, is really not about the party. It's really more about being mefarsem and hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe we have to have an entire share about it one of these days. But it's more about being mefarsem, giving hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The suda might not be as... It's pashtas not a suda's mitzvah, pashtas not, but we need to later to talk about that at a different time. So that's so far what we're holding right now. Now Rav Moshe has another tshuva, in Igros Moshe Chelik, Archaim Chelik Avsim Kuf Dal, where he talks about a different issue. So Rav Moshe... Again, same shot about bas mitzvah. So first of all, Rav Moshe says you can't do it in a shul. A shul is not a place to make non-mitzvah related parties. Even if it was built al tanai. Says Rav Moshe, the ceremony of a bas mitzvah, that's just hevel. There's no source to permit that in a shul. The kolshkein b'zesha mikor ba me a reformer, the conservator. So now Rav Moshe is going back to that angle that this whole celebration comes from the reforming conservative. The rak imroitz ha'av lasis eizes simcha b'beisu rashoi. So Rav Moshe, if you want to make a party in your house, go for it. Rav Moshe is not an anti-bas mitzvah. Rav Moshe is not against it. But it's not a mitzvah. It's not a sudas mitzvah. Big chiddush. So Rav Moshe is just like a birthday. I would have thought it's a little bit more than a birthday, but Rav Moshe is like a birthday. V'aisha cheli. If I had the energy, the strength, I had the ability... So I would outlaw and I would stop the bar mitzvah celebrations. Doesn't bring anyone any closer. So these bar mitzvahs don't do any good either. The bar mitzvah celebration has become the practice. Plus, it is based on a marshal. But to start this with the girls, now Rav Moshe says, I would really tell you not to have a party in the house. But to do it in the shul, even if you do it at night, that's a vaday also. So Rav Moshe gives you like a little bit of a mixed feelings in this tshuva. In the beginning of the tshuva, he makes it sound like it's not a mitzvah, but there's nothing wrong with it. And then he basically says, you know, it's better to avoid it even in the home. So here Rav Moshe sounds a little bit, not pro making these types of a party. Then Rav Moshe has another tshuva, Nigros Moshe, number 20, where he writes, V'suda v'simcha sh'oisim l'bas mitzvah k'rakasavti v'sifri, she'im b'zeh shum sheiches l'mitzvah, it's absolutely not connected to mitzvah, v'suda v'simcha sarishus, it's a regular party. Kisimcha shoyim aledes baalma v'nasas basic nesses. Ach, im nivne betchila lasses by parties, ha'asurim shloy nasses by kedusha basic nesses, kada el muta lasses gisham sudas v'simcha shoyoshus, kurak b'chol el shel choyl avoyib oifin akoshe v'loy b'rikudim asurim. So if you're going to do it in a way where it's like a party room, it's okay, but make sure that it has no dancing or inappropriate mingling. So again, it seems like this was a very common activity at these bas mitzvahs, that things were not done so kosher. So Rav Moshe was trying to avoid it. But again, clear from Rav Moshe did not think that it has the status of a sudas mitzvah. So one of the more famous tshuvas that are out there about bas mitzvahs are from the Sri Deish. The Sri Deish was the great Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg. Now there's so much to talk about Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg's life. We can take up a lot of time. I don't want to. But Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg lived a very, very fascinating life. He grew up in Eastern Europe as a Litvisher, learning by the Alter from Slobodka, and ended up leading a great yeshiva in Germany and becoming a very different ideological Lithuanian Yid, being more of the German-style Yid. He never got married when he didn't want to get married. His marriage was a disaster. He ultimately got divorced. He never got remarried. He never had children. Very, very sad life Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg lived. But nonetheless, one of the great gedolim of the previous generation, he was nifta, I believe, in the 60s. So he has a famous tshuva. He has some very famous tshuvas. And one of his famous tshuvas is about bas mitzvah. In his sefer Sri Deish. It's a whole chiddush. A lot of his Torah survived the Holocaust. Okay, but in any case, Sri Deish is a year that needs a lot of time to discuss his life. And just to make a long story short, the altar pushed him to get married to a girl he really had no interest in marrying, and he was never happy, and the marriage was a disaster, and finally he got divorced, and it wasn't a happy situation. Years later, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, who was the Panovich Rosh Hashiva, he also got divorced. And the Biskarov commented, I didn't know Rosh Hashivas can get divorced. Obviously, it wasn't very common in those days for those people to get divorced. But in any case, so he has a famous truth in Sri Deish. He basically wants to.
Never met Rav Malkiel.
Yeah. We could talk at a different time about all the different shidduchim that didn't work out. There are quite a few Rosh Hashivas that all learned by the same person who their marriages did not work out and got remarried. But in any case, definitely not for tonight. In any case, so the Sri Deish is a famous tshuva. He wants to be Masber. He actually is a very big proponent of the Bas Mitzvah celebration. He's actually a very big proponent of the Bas Mitzvah celebration. But he's bothered with the $1 million kasha. L'maisa, no one talks about it. Why did no one talk about bas mitzvahs until the 20th century? So he writes like this. It's a long tshuva. Again, I photocopied part of it. There's much more to see. So he writes like this. He quotes the tshuva from this Kanarin. Goes through the whole shebang. And then he writes like this. That many people are against it because we never did it. But listen, this is the Gevaldika part of the Sri Deish. He writes, the Yesh Toinim, Neged Heter Shachikas Bas Mitzvah B'Shem Shu Neged Minag Adoris HaKoidmin. We never did it. Shloi Nogu Minag Zeh. Avo Ba'em Is Ein Zutayna. Said the Sri Deish to the Bichil HaKav Warmi, the fact that we never did it till the 20th century is not a right. Why? Ki B'Doris Shalfaneinu. He says, because in the earlier generations, I'm just trying to see where I have it all. Ki B'Doris Shalfaneinu, in the earlier generations, says the in the previous generations, the girls, the house was filled with Yerushalayim and appreciation for mitzvahs. And he writes, you felt spirituality. It burned in them spirituality. They nursed from their mothers. They felt it. But now it changed. A very big change. Hashefas arachov akeres milev kol nar v'nara kol zig shel yahadus, where the outside world is deflating and taking away all the fire of Judaism. V'abonis misanchos v'bazei sefrei nachim, the girls go to secular schools. It's not teaching them that. Says we need to bring it back. It used to be 200 years ago, girls felt it, they were excited about Yadus. Now we got to excite them about Yadus. We got to teach our girls how great it is to be mechuyev mitzvahs. Now we talk, I have to make a party, we need to bring home the beauty and the celebration of Bas Mitzvah. So explains the Sri Diesh to why today is more of a push than it ever was. An interesting, again, historical idea to why Bas Mitzvah changed from what they used to be to why they're so essential today. He then writes on the next page. What happened over there? Okay, hello.
Okay. It's not going away.
He then writes on the next page, if I can pull up in a second. I can't pull it up here. But again, the next page he writes that he's not disagreeing with Rav Moshe. He definitely agrees that you should not make a bas mitzvah in a shul. But he thinks that today the women, the girls need that burst of excitement about that fire, about appreciating Yadus. He thinks that's why today we need to have it. He then writes something interesting. He gives another svara to why he thinks... He writes another svara. He writes, I'm just going to read it out because I'm having trouble pulling it up. He writes over here, Anup Shat, in why you shouldn't make bas mitzvahs in shuls. Besides Rav Moshe's svara. He says, the new reason why you shouldn't make bas mitzvahs in shuls is because the reform would dafka do it in the shuls. The reform, when they made the bas mitzvahs, they did it in shul. So if we do it outside the shul, then we're not copying the reform. So he writes at the end, he says, if everyone sees I make it not in the shul, then it's a clear statement that I'm not trying to be like the reform. I'm not doing it like them. I'm doing it because I want to show my daughter how beautiful Torah and mitzvahs is. And therefore, another reason not to make it in the shuls is because by not making it in shul, you avoid the issue of copying the reform. Okay. If you look over here in number 22, the Sefer Divrei Yisrael B'Yisrael Vault quotes an interesting idea. He says over here that he heard from this Rebbe Emmanuel told Omali Sheshama Mechoisnoi Reb Shlomo Adler, who heard from Rebbe Levi Bamberger that there was a Messiah dating back to the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener was one of the great Germanic Rabbanim who writes Shebebas Mitzvah Hayu Nichnasim LuUlam. They used to come into the Ulam, was like the room next to the shul. And they would say a drush. I don't know if she would say a drush or there was some form of celebration of a bas mitzvah. This is the Aruch Lener. It's going back to Germany, the 1800s. Okay, now Rabbi Yisrael Volz writes, he doesn't think this is true. He thinks this is a false news. But supposedly, dating back to the times of Aruch Lener, there was some recognition of girls' bas mitzvah, at least in Germany. Halach l'maisa, says Rabbi Vadya. Number 23. Haminik shenoigim lasis mesiba chagigas v'suda soido v'simchas labas mitzvah haido. Says Rabbi Vadya, the idea of making a party, celebrating a girl's joining mitzvahs, b'yoyim malos lo shtein v'estushon v'mecha, the day she turns 12, hu minik toiv v'hagon. Says Rabbi Vadya, it's a good thing. V'toiv shiyom v'osham divar toiv, you should say some divar toirah, v'shirs v'sishpachos, ulam. Yesh lishmar b'kaptonus al kloli at sneas. You gotta make sure it's done with sneas. Like it says in the Torah, obviously, we have to be behaved. But Rabbi Vadya is a very big proponent, was a very big proponent, that it is considered a Sudas Mitzvah. If a person is invited to a Bas Mitzvah, he's not allowed to turn it down. It's like any other Sudas Mitzvah. It's like going to a Bar Mitzvah. Now, I photocopied you two tshuvas from Moshe Sternbach. One was from Chelek Aleph, one was from Chelek Kein. They're both very fascinating. Moshe Sternbach lives, it's like Zutten Stark. He lives amongst us. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in number 24. Someone asked him his opinion on bas mitzvah. So his answer is, Yadua, you should know. Reformim oisim labas shemegil mitzvah suda gedola. It comes from the reform. And therefore, umesiba kazeis aser gomer, it's aser. That's his original starting point. Comes from the reform. And then he says, "Omdam afshe etzlanu leinogu klal in the bas mitzvah." He says, even though we in our community don't do it, we come akim mokim shenogu likra lekama mechavrasel mishpach de levad lasudik tana. If you want to invite some of her friends and some family for a little party, she'im b'zeh shum dimyon lasudas bar mitzvah dish. It's not anything like a boy's bar mitzvah. Kevin she'in sudu gedoy levrak lenoshim. It's just for the women. Ein ani roi b'zeh yisra. I have no problem. What's wrong with that? The Kivin Shinogu can't can. That was the practice here. I'm assuming he wrote this. I think he wrote this when he was still in South Africa. Ain't so because you don't have to stop it. Kishain Adover Bepumi ain't bar mitzvah shas. If it's not done like in an extravagant big celebration, he thinks it's not us. And then he writes something very nice. He says, Ulahepuch, Zeya Oyir Oysol Lisko Shimach Shabbas Mitzvah Chayevas Mitzvah. It's a good thing. This little party will make the girl realize what's going on. Should tell your daughter. Tell my daughter. Now she should realize she's mechayev mitzvahs. Rach beis Yisrael inogu shum knas lebas mitzvah. Next Yisrael don't make any parties. Avol kan, but here in South Africa, lahakim rash to make a big deal. Limchoyz kishenogu boifin sheivanu. Ain ani roi b'zeh shum inyan v'yesh l'nichem. I don't see any reason to make a problem. A person wants to make a little bas mitzvah where she invites family and friends, and you talk and you express. What does it mean to be a bas mitzvah? Says Rabbi Shishtenberg, I see absolutely no problem with that. Then he has another tshuva.
What is the specific isser following the reform?
There's many isserim. That was part of this kind of Aaron. We had all these rayas that you're not allowed to follow them. The raya from about making a matzeva. Oh, he has rayas from different places that you're not allowed to follow their ways of practicing, trying to follow their ways.
But what's the makor of that?
He quotes it from a pasuk about matzeva. That Hashem says you're not allowed to build a matzeva because the non-religious started using it. Now he has another tshuva. Right, it's similar, but they're not goyim, so it's not chukas agayim. Right. So he's assuming it didn't come from the goyim; it came from reform. Now, if you look at Moshe Shtermich, has another tshuva in chelak hey. Listen to this one. This is very gishmak. He says, "What about bas mitzvah?" So he says. She makes a small party with her friends, no problem. But since that's not our Messiah, don't start new things. Like the famous line of the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer was fighting reform in Hungary, and he always used to use this line that new things are awesome. Don't make new things. Now, listen to what he writes. He says, after l'choyra tam l'suda u'lebrichas brachas v'trani shayach gam abonis. Even though the reason for the party makes as much sense for a boy as it does for a girl, he thinks because lemaisa they don't have as many mitzvahs, that's why they don't have the same celebration. For ordinarily, then he says the same svar as Rav Moshe and Epstein because it's not recognizable. But listen to this. He says, and even if your minig is not to make a party, that's still good. You still got to talk to your daughter and tell her. Uloshon harash medaberes me'achshav yishen eshach. You got to tell your daughter. You should know, by the way, now you're bas mitzvah, and all the loshon har that you spoke, now you're going to get punished for it. V'chein ha'mitzvah shalom me'achshav chashuv mitzvah. Now all the mitzvahs that you do, Hashem loves more. Ulechein kishah mishpocha roitz l'chag bas mitzvah when the family wants. Tina k'meshik kasavnu. She should do like I said. She should tilbush begedei Shabbos. She should put on Shabbos clothing. V'av yivarech ha'isay. And the dad should give her bracha. The Yazir and he should warn him. Me'achshav he bas mitzvah. Now you're a mechuyev. V'yitun la'ezem atonal izikar. You should give her a present. So my daughter should close her ears for this part. But it says over here that you should give her a present. Then he writes in number 26. V'toyev sha'abu yivarech ha'isav abrichas ha'yolodim kiberivim kippur. That a girl bas mitzvah, the father should give her a bracha like you do on Evim Kippur. V'yitun la'matonal. You should give her a gift. Chumish a sefer. Give her a book or a sefer. Maybe today they want iPads. She should realize that this is a big day. It's a big day. She's becoming mechuyeves in mitzvahs. And then he writes on top of that. He says, today, they have these things. And he writes over here, since the party is going to be done very bitznius, I don't see why you shouldn't have a party. So he's not so against bas mitzvahs when they're done the way, you know, they're done properly. Okay, we'll leave page 5 for Bili Neder next week. We're not done yet. We didn't clear the gamut of different opinions of Paiskim. So Bili Neder next week, we'll see the last page of a roundup of what other Gedolim held about Bas Mitzvah. And then Bili Neder will also discuss why there is no Baruch Shepatrani on a daughter. So Belina, the next week we'll call this Bas Mitzvah and Halacha Part 2. We'll see the consensus of the other Gedolei Acharonim about their opinion of Bas Mitzvahs, as well as the opinion of Reb Eliashiv, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And then we'll also discuss the recitation of the bracha Baruch Shem Petrani. Should one say Baruch Shem Petrani on their daughter's Bas Mitzvah, just like one says on their son's Bar Mitzvah? Okay, Belina, the next week we will get into that Shaila as well.